Some cliches are thrown around when people don't know what else to say. Commentator Heather King says some cliches are used because they're true.
The other day, my friend Joan called me. "If I hear one more person say, 'It's all good,' I'm going to scream," she said. "If it was all good, I wouldn't have to be in some 12-step meeting every other minute. If it was all good, I wouldn't have to be on my knees in the bathroom at work asking God to help me not throw a coffee pot at the cook. I'm a 50-year-old waitress. My apartment's a pig pen. I can't find my teeth. My roots are showing, and I've never had a long-lasting, stable relationship in my life. It's all good. Why, it's excellent." Before Joan made me feel all self-conscious about it, I think I might have said, "It's all good," once or twice myself. Still, I knew what she meant, and as soon as she mentioned it, I started hearing, "It's all good," all the time. As in, "I got in a car crash, but it made me realize how short life is, and now I'm going back to college. It's all good." Or, "My father has Alzheimer's, but it's teaching me patience. It's all good." Or, "My son OD'd on heroin, but now I'm closer to my daughter. It's all good." "Maybe it's all good for you," I started thinking. "But what about the person who got maimed in the accident? The father wasting away from Alzheimer's. The son cold in the ground." And my friend Maureen's mouth cancer came back recently, and she emailed me. "It's best we communicate this way because it hurts to talk. I can't eat, talk, or sleep, and I'm living on this horrible inshore." I couldn't help thinking, that's not all good. That just across the board sucks. And I started thinking, maybe it's all good if you come through the suffering and learn and grow and are enriched by the experience. But what if your cancer keeps coming back no matter what you do and then you die? What's so good about that? And then I thought of how they call the day Christ was crucified Good Friday. I thought of how there's good as in the power of positive thinking and every cloud has its silver lining. And then maybe there is a kind of good we are not given on this earth to see, a good that subverts and transcends all our other ideas of good. I thought of the thief who, hanging on the cross beside him, turned to Christ and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." I thought of Christ, who turned back in his agony and promised, "This day you will be with me in paradise." Not later, when we've stopped stealing and become holy, or successfully battled cancer, or found the love we've been longing for our whole lives, but now, in keeping each other company with all our imperfections and in all our incompleteness as we suffer the consequences of our actions, or age, or die. And if it isn't all good, why does it make me long with all my heart to be better?
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.